Now, dictation for Charles Cochran, C-O-C-H-R-A-N. He goes by Tom, T-O-M. April 12, 41. Address as a letter to Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Ginu, consultation for Mr. Cochran, Tom, for evaluation of edema, comes accompanied with wife Marianne. His edema is bilateral, better through the night, worse through the day. He wears compressing stockings. He does have varicose veins. Dr. Gino has done extensive workup, including heart, liver, venous Doppler without thrombosis, with evidence of venous insufficiency, more severe on the right side. Recently added Norvasc, a low dose, but the edema was before that change. He has history of enlargement of the prostate with prior procedure, sounds like laser treatment, in March of this year. This was done at Lansing. Prior urology, Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, has left the area. He thought that I was going to control his symptoms of frequency, urgency, or nocturia, which is not the case. He denies any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. He has now restricted salt, as he is still eating deli, D-E-L-I, meat for sandwiches, as well as cheeses. He does have decreased eyesight from macular degeneration. There has been some itching but no rash. He denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, his past medical history. Denies any heart abnormalities. Prior stress testing many years ago was negative. He's not aware of heart murmurs, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, CHF, or arrhythmia. He does not have a pacemaker, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies TIS stroke seizures, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, or liver disease. He's not aware of kidney problems in the past, besides enlargement of the prostate, no blood protein in the urine or UTI. A prior history of Guillain-Barré in 2010, received immunoglobulin, was not on respiratory assistant. They thought it was probably after flu respiratory viruses. Has followed with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, hematology for low platelets, remote history of kidney stone, apparently passed by himself. Next paragraph. Treatment include laser for enlargement of the prostate. This was not formal TURP. Inguinal hernia repair, apparently two on the right, one on the left. Gallbladder, lengths implant, tonsils, adenoids, bone spurs from bilateral shoulder, prior colonoscopies, prior ERCP. When he used to live at Virginia, he moved to Michigan 8 years ago for bile stones. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, no smoking, occasionally wine. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medication list review. New medication, Norvasc, vitamins for the macular degeneration on Zocor, ARB Valsartan, Viagra, B12, vitamin D, ZQL to help sleep at night. No anti-inflammatory agents, prior ACE inhibitors. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. weight 177, 74 inches tall, blood pressure 134/86. I recheck 124/72 on the right, 126/78 on the left. Alert oriented time 3. No respiratory distress, normal speech, length implant, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid on lymph nodes, no carotid bruise or JBD. No palpable liver spleen ascites or masses. No abdominal tenderness, some pallor of the skin. He has multiple seborrheic keratosis, diffuse chest, anterior, posterior, abdomen. According to patient and wife, this has developed through the years, not just recently, as this sometimes represents paraneoplastic skin abnormalities for cancer. He also has some nodular areas on the face, probably follicular base, as well as lipoma on the forehead that apparently will be removed. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, normal kidney function, electrolytes, bicarbonate in the upper side, which is chronic, normal albumin calcium, liver function test, an increase of bilirubin, which is chronic. Question if he has Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T, abnormality. Normal white blood cell, hemoglobin, chronically low platelets. No presence of blood or protein in the urine. Albumin creatinine ratio, minor increase at 70, not in the nephrotic range. There has been an echocardiogram January of this year with preserved ejection fraction. Right ventricle considered normal, no significant valve abnormalities, no pericardial effusion. There is also a CT scan, abdomen and pelvis without contrast. Without evidence of ascites. There was hydronephrosis on the left side from a stone that was already removed, as well as enlargement of the prostate. All this is from 2021. Liver was considered normal. An ultrasound of the liver with fatty liver. Right kidney normal size without obstruction. Recent venous Doppler being negative, and evaluation for venous insufficiency, abnormal on the right, normal on the left. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. He's concerned about lower extremity edema, probably best explained by varicose veins as documented. There is no evidence for chronic kidney disease. There is no evidence for nephrotic syndrome. No evidence for deep vein thrombosis. No evidence for heart abnormalities. prior incidental fatty liver. However, no evidence of cirrhosis. He has chronic elevation of bilirubin that has been ascribed to Gilbert disease. He already is doing compressing stockings, keeping legs elevated. We discussed minimizing salt intake like deli or cheeses. Present blood pressure is stable and normal. The prior acute kidney injury from left-sided stone hydronephrosis has resolved. Other medical conditions, minor low platelets followed by hematology doctors are high without evidence of active bleeding. He has skin abnormalities with diffuse seborrheic keratosis, as well as nodular abnormalities on the face. Both of them can be a sign of underlying malignancy. However, this is going on for many years, according to wife, and they have not progressed. Otherwise, he is clinically stable. All issues discussed at length. No follow-up visit scheduled. Please let me know if any questions, send a dictation.